Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toedt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toedt fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate, who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kahm moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Kahm moves to third. Metzler moves to second. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kahm scores. Metzler scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Berg goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Herb Bradley now pitching. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Redfern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground that hits Redfern. Redfern is out and Clancy is safe at first. There goes Redfern trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate throws the ball into Reagan, who tags Ma still trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thomas scores. Clancy moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Barrett moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Metzler goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Reagan, who tags Berg trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Tote reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Flagstead scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Redfern hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moss Dill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Barrett moves to third. Com moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Williams throws the ball into Meyer, who tags Cecil trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Barrett scores. Com scores. Metzler goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 11-2, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Williams pinch hits for Herb Bradley. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams now playing center field. Pat Simmons now pitching. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Redfern hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moss Dill hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Tate reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Reagan goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, White Sox. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Moss Dill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Fred Hoffman now catching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 5 RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reagan tags and moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Pat Simmons. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Heving reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.